Holding by Hadas, 021, Thursday night. Holding by Hadassim. Hadassim. We're in the middle of Hadassim. Kofresh Mem Vav. Siv Gimel. Now the Anaf Eitz Ovos. That's the Torah's description of Hadassim. So, the Gemara goes through various botanic. Anaf Eitz means that the Anafim are covering the branch. That's what Anaf Eitz implies. So there's no bare, the natural growth, so there's no bare part of the branch. It's covered by the leaves. Okay? And ovos means it's like what you call in English plaited, P-L-A-I-T-E-D. It's like interwoven. In other words, that's three. So it's like interlocked. It's not like one big leaf would also cover the branch. So it's like covers it by like a system. So that's others. So that's anafeitz others. So Siv Gimel says anafeitz others on the Batoira who hadas she'olav chofen eseitzo. Okay, kagon gimel olam oyosu. So that's really like olav chofen eseitzo is anafeitz. Now comes another thing. Kagon gimel olam oyosu is another requirement of others. We saw in the Mishnah Berurah, for some reason he structured it that the first two sifim are the Rambam, and now he starts the Lashon HaTur. That's how he did it. Okay, the Gibel Echo. Now it's not clear what Gibel means. The word Gibel itself has no real. So according to the Rambam, it doesn't really. Call it from one level, from one stem. In other words, it ends up looking like a flower. If you view it from a certain perspective, you have like a flower effect. Where out of, it doesn't have to come from one, what is it called? It doesn't have to come from one stem. It doesn't have to come from one ukitz. You know, that little stick it comes out of. They don't all three have to come out of one. But you, in effect, have an effect, like a flower effect, where it like comes up. Like this, so it comes up from the same level. So that's what Gibel. I'm not sure what the translation of Gibel is. It's almost a halachic stem. What? Well, it doesn't have to be one stem. I don't know what the word stem means. It doesn't have to come out. Ukitz is stem. Ukitz is where the leaf actually comes out of. There is one sheet. Some say Rashi holds like that, and they say. That's a statistical impossibility that all three have to come out of one stem. They say, you ain't going to have Hadassim. So it's like a flower. And the Rambam describes it in Maseches Parah, where it talks about a different plant and it talks about a gibbol. So it has like a flower effect, where the petals come up. So they come up from the same place, basically, but from the same line, not necessarily from the same stem, coming from different places. So that's one gibel. That's the effect you want to have. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Achronim really, there are Makilim and Machmirim about how exact this has to be. So the rule of thumb, everyone, I will see in the Mishnah Berurah. Avlam hoyu shnei ha'olam b'shoveh, but if only two of the leaves were on the same level, zeh k'neged zeh, and you have an ovos effect. Anaf eitz ovos. I'm using the word ovos as the Chumash uses it. You have an ovos effect, sort of, but the third leaf is lamalamehem, is like higher up, actually lower down also, it can be, Mishnah Berurah says. Ein ze ovos, that's not halachically, that's not the ovos that we're looking for. That's the bays in Seer 2, if you have the picture book. So the bays, it's markedly higher. That third leaf is markedly higher. Noticeably higher. Aval nikra hadas shote. Okay. It's the Gemara Loshon. It's called Hadas Shota. There's many reasons given why it has such a funny name, but you find various things throughout Shas, probably like 3-4 things, where the appellation or the adjective Shota means like a Shota looks like a regular person, but he's really not. So the Hadas Shota looks, you know, it wants to pass itself off as a regular Hadas, but it's really not. That's the idea. Hagah, uposel afilu b'shas hadchak. The Gemara, it's not 1,000% clear. It is a hadas. It is a min hadas. You're not talking about a different min. You're not talking about apples and esroigim. It's a hadas, but it's a hadas shota. Vikam andiyoma the Gemara the kosher, actually. So, ba'okei nogin beilu amadinos, the Ramah, again, it wasn't like nowadays, you know. You didn't have the shefa. I've said this many times. By the love of Mosul, you see, can you use a lula from last year? You know, what we have nowadays is you just wonder. Just like we have a lot of meat nowadays, an awful lot of glatt kosher meat, it makes you wonder. And so you have an awful lot of arbamina, it makes you wonder if they're not murkov. It's a big business, and there's a lot of money there, and it's not kosher. But it's not. There's no cash about arbamina, because nowadays it's very easy to create ideal growing conditions and grow whatever you want. It's not a hard thing to do. You know, we have modern techniques in agriculture. So it's really no kasha. But you know, but it's not necessarily whenever there's money involved. So you have to watch out from crooks. And there's big money to be made, but I'm saying it's not a bad sumdik akasha. It's not like the month of June, the amount of glatt kosher animals for some reason shoots up to the 95% range. In a whole year it's 50%, and in June people have to get married in June, so all of a sudden there's a lot more glatt kosher animals around. Al ken noyagim beilu amadinos l'chadchilo lotzeis beilu hadasim hamuvom. So in these medinas they would use hadasim like hadas shotes. Beim gimel olam begivel echot. So b'shas atchak, what can you do? So we use them. That's ikum adiyom. Yesh misha kosav the hadasim shelmonu, and now that he meant, we're going to have it in a second, he means two on two. So they're actually maybe a little better than Hadas Shota, because they're even, but they're 2-2. And it's a shtickle of those. You know, so he says, some say that Hadasim Shalonu ain't a good Hadas Shota. Haril Vahim Bezel Gabi Bez, Vahim Kadas Shota, and it's going to be Gemara, it's even better. But you'll see in the Mishnah, we'll see in the Achronim, all this is just a total Shas Hadchak. They had no other Eitzu, they had no way of getting Kosher Hadasim. The bracha wasn't so partial. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah how they made a bracha. So you shouldn't take this Ramah very seriously. Two or Hadas Shota definitely has to be treated as puzzle. And the Ramah is just trying to end for the minig of Chal Yisrael what they did, and they actually had no other Eitzu. There were no Hadasim to be had. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. That's the pashtus. What do you mean by according to the Ramah? The Ramah doesn't hold its kosher. The Ramah explains that the generations in his time they used it because there was a shas atchak, they had no eter, and there isn't mandiyom and the Gemara that pasul. Okay. So from the remotes, mashma 2-2-2-2-2 is better than 2-1 on a different level. That's what's mashma from the remote. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah whether that premise is necessarily held by everyone. But the remote holds it's better. That's called avos. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Gilal Echad, the Tzlomba B'chol Kan V'Kan, we'll call that a level, each level. The use Muchim Zelozer, the eagle echad. They want to be on the same level in one circle. So if you draw an imaginary line, so the line will hit all three. We'll talk about three uktsim. Uktsim is that little teeny branch that comes out of the main branch, upon which there's the leaf of the hadas. So if you draw an imaginary line, I know some people talk about an imaginary thread, but I don't know, thread could be pretty thick. So you draw an imaginary line, really, and it should hit the ukits at some point. So that you don't have to be so makbid on, even if it hits the ukits on a higher point, one ukits, and the other ukits it hits it at a lower point. That's good enough. So that's good. You draw an imaginary line going around, and it hits the ukits at some point. Some are even more makel. Some say, you look at it, and if it's not discernibly on a different level, it basically looks okay. Some, many achronim say that's good enough. Lamala mehem, but if it's lamala or lamata mehem, or lower for that matter, Nikra Hadas showed them, and they say, Olav Holchin Kaseder, and Lumbushuboshim Kishotem. It's messed up. So it's possible of Hila Bishasad Chad. Shainu Bechlau Hadas Klau. That's the Pashtus. The possible of Hila Bishar Yomim doesn't have a Shain Hadas. I mean, it's a Min Hadas, as I said before. It's a Min Hadas, but it's not the Hadas that the Torah is talking about. It's still different than an apple and an Esrog. Still the same min. What good that does you? I don't know. Maybe it could be nafkaminus. V'chein amoyu shnayim v'al gal zeh. Picture 4. Gam kenein zeh b'chal avos omer v'torah. Okay. Now, you go by the kosher. Some say, b'shas atchak, it's going to be kosher. There's a mandiyam, it's more than it's kosher. But so long, it's going to be a mandiyam, it's a machshir b'tvei v'chad. Hu adin. Ruadin, betray al gavtray. If you look at the Sharatzi and with Gimel, he brings out from the Bikuri Yaakov, he times two and two is much worse than the two and one. And he doesn't understand why there should be a, just because there's a Mandarman and the Gemara, two and one, at that Shout is good, why should you assume two is good? It's much worse. Okay, let's go back to Lachain Agul Hakul. But we saw under a mother, what holds it's better. I am a beer I grow. Shari Akroinim, Shakulam Pikmikum Oral Aminagahu, Shane Lam Shum Yasod, Mamish makes has no basis to be so makil. Lo betray Bukhad, Lo betray Al Gavtray, for a mod dochak rakokaim haminik. Lahina Yori Lidvar Hashem, Yitrach Limso Ovos, certainly you should sit there for hours and look for Ovos, Kadin, Dino Gimel Olin Bashovib Kam Kam. In my lifetime, it went from being very, very difficult. You had to sit there for hours and hours and hours and hours and look through them. Now it's prepackaged, pre-checked, different from Sherim, Gevar of Chaim Noah Roib, of Chaim Noah Kol, Chazanish Roib. You can buy whatever you want to your heart's delight. And although people say they're terrible, I buy one kind already to last 8 years. 7 years, and I think they're great. I don't, which one do I buy? I forgot already. I forgot which one. I mean, I would recognize it if I saw it, but they're excellent. I have no problem with them at all. Is it a mitzvah to go look for yourself? I don't think so. Some people say yes. I don't agree. But I guess a person that works for Oscar wouldn't agree, right? Because of the Chayyodah, the B'toich Elu HaYaveshim, Shemavim Yitzvah Tzroigim, I don't know, people used to bring dried out Adasim, but they're Tzroigim, B'toich Ekshirim Shechav Vameh, 1 out of 100, Shemesh B'Gimel B'Kanechot, L'chei Neilam Cheskos Kashrus, HaChirishrim B'Cham, and you gotta take the ones that are good, and you have to soak them in warm water, maybe they'll spring back to freshness. Okay, these are the problems. But they called Tzvas Hadassim, like nice Hadassim. So when I was a kid, that was a rarity. It was like
is a rarity. The Hadassim would have, you know, these real little ones, couldn't even tell, like, there's so many leaves on them, you could barely tell. It was like such a pain to look through them. What?
Can't hear.
Oh, I'm not saying anything. Okay, I'm sorry. What? Yeah, they would bring dried out Hadassim. I don't know. It's not clear what he means. They would bring them with the Asraigim. And he said, you got to be careful. They're usually not kosher. Okay, let's go to Siv Dalit. We really had it already. He's repeating it because now he's going through the tours lotion. Yotzu habi b'kanecha. Sometimes you have a lot. There's a special kind of hadas which had seven. Hadas mitzra'a, the Gemara calls it. V'nashru mehem. Hachala nishru alashloshim b'kanecha. Totally kosher, even the chatchila. Even though most fell out. Afilu nashru rubam. Don't show you Zion. V'noshu mehem dalet, v'nisharu gimel. So it's still kosher. You don't deal with rubo kukulo, no such thing. Yet you have avos, and it's fine. It's perfect. It's beautiful. So if Kotten has Zion in the Mishnah Brura, you know, afilu hoya b'chol orech ha'adas came, most of the leaves fell off. You'll time it's noshu wala, most of the leaves fell off. Doesn't matter. You still have enough eitz avos. Afilu noshu rubo, nechidu v'nishar gimel, Adayan Avos Kreen and Bay, it's called Avos. Aval and Nishru Rakshnayim Posel. And here, already it's Nogaya. Because after the Hadas, Yeshbo Gimel Bakan Echod. Venosher Echod Mikol Kan. Right? You have your average Hadas nowadays, let's say. Three from top to bottom. One falls off. The whole length of the Hadas. One fell off from each one. Many Achronim hold. It's kosher. I only have two left because they're the one that fell off constitutes a miut. A miut. So you still have Rove left. It's kosher. It retains its kosherness. But when Rove fell off and you only have two left, then everybody's molded it's possible. Not everybody's molded the first case. It's also kosher. That's a machlekes. But there, you have to keep in mind. We're going to have different cases coming up. It's going to start getting complicated. So again, there's a strong shita that holds that if one fell off and you end up with two all the way from top to bottom, but one fell off, it's kosher. But that's only a miut fell off. But if a row of the branches fell off and you end up with two, it's for sure possible. If Rove fell off and you end up with three, it's for sure kosher. That's what the Mishnah Brura here says. Sham shiny, shenishtayir akoponim Rove akam veruba kukulo, mashenken hocha shenoshru rubam. So if noshru rubam, the inan akoponim we require at least shenishtayir shir avos, tal yudeze nuchal achshiro, benomar dafata avos trinabay. We don't get it, most fell off. But right now, it's enough eitz avos. So that's how you, that's why it's not different to Allah, it fell off, most of that. It's still on our faith circles right now, so what do we care that both fell off? Okay, let's go a little further. You don't, you only need three on the same level. Right, we do not say that. Sifhei, le mitzvah be'inon kol shir orech ha'adas sheyeh avos. Now the orech of ha'adas we're going to see is either three tefachim, possibly a bit less than three tefachim. I guess one day I'll give you out centimeters. You know, yeah. Anyway, but certainly you don't need the whole hadas. We're talking about a three tefach stretch. That's lechatchila. You certainly, even the ikuba, you need most of the shir hadas, which is seven. Seven out of 12 is most.
Va'afilu eino barosho. Va'afilu eino barosho. You don't need that it to be in the top part. Now, the big question is, do you need it contiguous? Right? You need most of three tvachim, so 1.6 tvachim. B'dieved at least is good. So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. There's a machlokes, but it has to be contiguous. That stretch of 1.6 tvachim.
Really? It doesn't have to be within the three
tvachim. Oh, it does, definitely. It has to be most of, you could pick an area. You have to pick three tvachim. It has to include the top, I guess. No, it doesn't have to include the top regarding having three.
No, you have to start the count of the three tvachim from the top. No?
Why? I don't know. As long as it's not niktam. You're talking about start the count regarding if you have avos. So you could ignore the top. I mean, why would you ignore the top?
It's not, let's say the top is not avos.
Let's say from the top going down three tvachim, you have not rov avos.
That's no good.
But you have rov avos in a different stretch of the thing. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Uikuva Beruba. Hainu Shahadas Shiur Hulo Yosem Yudbeis Gudlin. Hadas Shiur is only 12 Gudlin, not more. Kidla Kamomis and Tofre Shnun. Ain't Sarah Chavos Bakulo. We're talking about the Evet. Rag Zion Gudlin. Yehavos. Hainu Gimel Olin Bacholka. Vachamisha Gudlin. The miut afilu mechzel gamri. Shenoshu olav totally. Oshlahoyu avos. I know show you olav shnayim al gam shnayim two on two. Otrei v'chad. The chivin sherubo hoyu avos kosher. Okay. Uvahadash shoyu b'chol shir orko gimel olam b'chol kan. Venosher ola achas mikol kan berov shir orka hadas. Right? Yes, we're going to put the main of Rishon. Yes, Machshivin, the Chivin Shanisha Shnayim Bechol Kan. This is what we had before, this sheet, the Ruba Kukua. Kineki the Machshivin and Benoshu Mixo Solomay Orko Shala Hadas. In other words, if it got messed up in the meal. In other words, so you don't care about meal. But the Yes Postlin in this case, the Sphere Lay Dalu Zeza Lodishuol of Shema Bos Klau. Even though a miut fell off, one out of three, but you're left without the essential nature of what a hadas is supposed to be, which is avos. So that's no good. Only really, you should be machmir. In other words, only count when there's three. This is no geya if you take your hadasim in and out. People take it in and out of the Kesha Klach and they get ripped off. So it's no geya, because you have two left, according to many shittos, it's no good. Now, v'davko k'shen nisharu al kaponim shnei olim b'chol kan, v'havi ruba al kaponim. That's when there's a mandiyama that it's good. Avalim noshu shnei olim b'rov shiu orach ha'adas. That's pretty obvious, yeah, okay. Look at picture 6. Tim came, but Malcolm Shinogra looked at Badassim, so Shnayim of Gav Shnayim, okay, so if one fell off, it's possible, okay. Kafilu ain't a Barosho, but you don't need a Barosho. We don't Shalamat, Milamato, Adrubo. Look at the picture 3. The
Mato Adrubo Yotze Bechol Kan Bekan Gimel Olam Ulamashru Nosher Olam Oshahu Enenu Avos Kam Ken Kosher. But he's still talking that you start counting from the top down. Okay, we'll see. Babu Gabdu Biyov Shu Olam Pasak Vesiv Chez Enu Kosher Kim Shinishtaya Bechol Bab Gimel Olam Lachen Berosho. That's because Yovish is worse, because of Hodors you have to care about the top. But Avos, you don't care about the top. Okay, we'll stop here. We have to go into those cases. And